Track 4. Australia. Schools of the Air.
Catherine is a teacher. She lives in Alice Springs. But the school covers an area about 40 times the size of Switzerland.
I work from 8 to 4. Students can phone me whenever they like during a school day. I speak to all my students every day and once a week on air. We use really high-frequency radio waves, so you can hear us as far away as the Antarctic. We even have a morning assembly where the teachers in the studio talk about the timetable for that day via the internet or radio. I mark the work students send in and send them new work. The mailroom at the school is like a small post office. We have about 70,000 items in the post at any time, from schoolwork to radios and computers. We also use IDL, Interactive Distance Learning. This uses computers, satellite, and internet technology to create a classroom situation. The students log on to their lesson using their computer to see a real-time video of their teacher. They can interact with their teacher using audio or email. Students can enter information or draw directly into a program so that the rest of the class can see. I visit all my students once a term. I usually spend the night with a family at their station and then drive to the next one. Once a year, we have a mini school where students in an area get together for lessons and fun. And every year, we organise camps to an outdoor education centre for students, families and teachers. As the students don't see each other often, this is a great opportunity for them to play and get to know each other. It's the highlight of the year. I used to teach in a normal school in Darwin. Here I really feel I'm making a difference. You don't usually get involved with a whole family the way I do now. The parents are my fellow teachers, after all. We are all helping each other to help the children. And I've learned to drive a 4x4, change a tyre in the middle of the desert, and had some amazing experiences in the outback.